Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! Scrambled, omeletted, and fried. They love to eat eggs, and this was their primary tool for cooking them. Now come, let us teleport to the Intergalactic Museum and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater, a spatula of such enduring majesty. Truly the perfect gift for my co-hosts. May they wield it nobly in the breakfast wars to come. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Brian Koberger is telling prison guards that he might harm himself. Okay. Anybody else like, And Brian Koberger is also, according to a retired homicide investigator with sources inside the facility, actively reaching out to serial killers across the country, trying to form relationships, trying to connect with men he apparently admires. You know, pen pals. One of these things suggests a man in crisis. The other suggests a man building his network. So which is it? Because you don't get to be both. You don't get to threaten self-harm to manipulate your housing situation while simultaneously working on your serial killer pen pal project. Those two things don't exist in the same psychological space, unless, of course, neither one is appearing what it appears to be. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this as we go through it. In the comments section on YouTube is where you can let your voice be heard. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Hit subscribe. Let us know your thoughts. And also, while you're listening to this, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts right now by chance, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That would really help us. It helps us grow in the rankings, let other folks know that we exist. So a few kind words there. Takes about 3 seconds. Please, on Apple Podcasts, we would appreciate a review there. So thank you so much for that in advance. Continuing on, Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Xander Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, they did not get to weigh in on this. They are gone, stabbed to death in their beds at 4 a.m. by the man now complaining that his cell is too small and the bananas aren't the kind that he likes. Oh, spare me. Let's talk about what's really happening inside the Idaho Maximum Security Institution. According to Chris McDonough, a retired homicide detective and director of the Cold Case Foundation, who says he has insider sources at the facility, Koberger has been writing messages to prison staff. The content of those messages, per McDonough's account to the Daily Mail and Fox News Digital, if they don't move him out of J Block, he's going to harm himself. Not kill himself, harm himself. McDonough points out that distinction matters. He's not saying, I'm going to end it. He's saying, I'm going to harm myself. And then McDonough asked the question that prison staff is apparently asking themselves. Is he using a threat about harming himself as leverage to get out of J Block, or does he really feel he's going to harm himself? The answer, if you're paying attention to his behavior, seems to be pretty clear, because while Koberger is supposedly so distressed that he might hurt himself, he's also, according to the same source, reaching out to serial killers, both inside the prison and outside of it, actively trying to communicate with high-profile murderers. McDonough told Fox News Digital he's tried reaching out to other serial killers, but I don't know whether any relationships have formed, both inside and outside. He's trying to communicate with people outside the walls. That's not crisis behavior. That's networking. Let's be clear about where Koberger is housed and why that matters. J Block at the Idaho Maximum Security Institution in Kuna is long-term restrictive housing, high-profile, high-risk inmates. His neighbors, according to Court TV's review of jail records, include Chad Daybell and Thomas Creech, both on death row. 23 hours a day in a single-person cell, moved only in restraints, 1 hour of outdoor recreation, showers every other day. The inmates communicate through air vents, and according to McDonough, they've joined forces against Koberger. The harassment, by all accounts, has been relentless, taunting through the vents at all hours, documented threats of sexual harassment, his own handwritten complaints to the deputy warden references minute-by-minute verbal threats and harassment. Other inmates have allegedly flooded his cell by clogging fixtures. Food trays have reportedly arrived with items missing. McDonough's assessment, it's driving him crazy. Here's where it gets instructive. Koberger filed his first complaint on his second day in J Block. By less than a weekend, he'd filed another one, this time documenting specific threats. By July 30th, 2025, 1 week after sentencing, he submitted a formal handwritten request to be transferred to B Block. By August, the prison held a protective custody hearing. Koberger reportedly acknowledged during that hearing that he'd become less of a target as outside interest in the case had faded. Officials kept him in J Block anyway. By September, the complaints had shifted to his diet, the bananas specifically. McDonough's quote to the Daily Mail, they're not the kind that he likes. I'm not sure if that means they may have bruises on them and he doesn't like that, or if there's a particular type of banana that he likes. You can't make this stuff up, right? This guy is a quadruple killer. And he's complaining about the bananas not being the type that he likes. 5 formal complaints in 4 months. Now that is interesting. And now self-harm threats? McDonough's read on this is blunt. He told Court TV he wants out of that J Block real bad because other inmates are taunting him. That's the worst thing in the world for that ego. Now, Brian Koberger has turned that into a foundation to use vague threats about harming himself in an attempt to get out of the situation in the J Block. He compared it to a toddler having a tantrum. Here's what makes the tantrum theory compelling. The serial killer outrage. A man in genuine psychological crisis doesn't spend his limited time and energy trying to network with other murderers. A man in genuine distress doesn't look at the situation and think, you know what I need? Pen pals who've done what I've done. That's not desperation, that's aspiration. And it tracks with everything we know about Koberger's history. This is a man who pursued a PhD in criminology at Washington State University while living 10 minutes from the house where he would eventually commit 4 murders. He studied criminal behavior academically. He researched it. He wrote about it. And according to reporting that emerged early in this case, he may have been more than just academically interested. Koberger studied under Dr. Catherine Ramsland at DeSales University during his master's program. Ramsland is an expert on serial killers. She wrote Confession of a Serial Killer, The Untold Story of Dennis Rader, the BTK Killer. She had a years-long academic and personal relationship with Rader. Carrie Ross and BTK's daughter told Fox News she wouldn't be surprised if Koberger tried to contact my father, given those connections. At the time, she said there was no proof, but the pathway was there. A fellow PhD student at Washington State told investigators that Koberger had expressed interest in the emotions of what it felt like when committing a crime. Another classmate recalled discussing the Moscow murders with Koberger after they happened, before anyone knew he was a suspect. Koberger's assessment of the unknown killer? He must have been pretty good. He was talking about himself. He just didn't know anyone else knew that yet. The pattern is consistent. He didn't just study serial killers academically. He identified with them, and now serving 4 consecutive life sentences for murders he eventually pled guilty to, he's apparently trying to establish relationships with them. Not because he's in crisis, because he thinks he belongs in their club. McDonough's sources describe Koberger as someone who sees himself above everyone else. And that tracks. It explains the contradiction between the self-harm threats and the serial killer networking. The inmates in J Block don't respect him. They taunt him. They threaten him. They make his life miserable. According to McDonough, Koberger expected notoriety when he walked in that facility. Thought he was going to be the big man on campus. What he got was contempt. He probably thought he was going to come into prison with notoriety, McDonough told The Mirror, and it's been the opposite of that. So he's working 2 angles simultaneously. Angle 1, get the hell out of J Block. File complaints, escalate to self-harm threats, force the prison to respond, maybe get transferred to the medical ward where the cells are bigger and the inmates aren't screaming at him through the vents. Paradise City, right? Angle 2, find his people. Reach out to killers who might understand him. Build relationships with men who've done what he's done. Men who won't look at him with contempt, or so he apparently believes. The self-harm threats aren't about despair. They're about leverage. The same way the plea deal was about leverage. Remember, Koberger traded his guilty plea to avoid the death penalty in a public trial. He gave up his right to appeal and any chance of parole. In exchange, he kept something everyone wanted to know. The why. No motive, no explanation, no accountability beyond the word yes, repeated 4 times in a courtroom. You can thank prosecutor Bill Thompson for that. He said he didn't push for a motive in the plea deal because I don't believe there was anything that would come out of his mouth that wouldn't be self-serving. And Bill, I applaud you thinking you're looking out for the best interest of everyone in the room. Thank you, Santa. You know when we've been sleeping. You know when we're awake. But you know what you don't know? You don't know when we want to know why he's been bad or good. So let him tell it for goodness fucking sake. Go put some more beard wax in and shut the fuck up. He added that even FBI profilers who work the case believe the motive might never be known. Well, yeah, you kind of let that ship fucking sail, now didn't you? Koberger held those cards close, and he's still playing them. McDonough put it this way, it's about power and control. He was a nobody until he murdered 4 people. He was irrelevant to the world, and now he's Brian Koberger, who slaughtered 4 people. And because he didn't have to stand up in court and tell the world how brutal those crimes were, he now holds the cards, and he's trying to leverage that. The self-harm threats are leverage. The serial killer outreach is status-seeking. Both are about control. Consider the situation, the restitution fight. Because it tells the same story. Koberger's defense team argued he shouldn't have to pay any additional $27,000 to the families of Kaylee Gonsalves and Madison Mogan. Their reasoning? The families received GoFundMe donations, and that's good enough. You know, that's how it always works. You're required to pay back a restitution. Well, you already made that over there, right? Well, you don't need my money now, do you? I don't know what world that works in, but either do I know a world where it's a fun thing on a Saturday night to go slaughter four people. Meanwhile, according to court filings, Koberger himself had received over $28,000 in donations while incarcerated. A judge noted that one single donation to his jail fund was in the five figures. Hey, there, see something, say something right there. Whoever did that needs to be investigated. The prosecution made errors in how they structured the restitution request, and ultimately, the court ordered Koberger to pay only about $3,000 to court to cover the urns that hold Kaylee and Madison's ashes. Just the urns. And he fought that. Christy Gonzalez, Kaylee's mother, spoke about it publicly. Is it really about money? Everybody knows he's never going to pay a single dime, so why do they care if that's like the most astronomical number in the world? But it's just that control, denying our restitution, wanting to argue and fight over that. And she's right. It's not about the money. It never was. It is about control. It's about winning. It's about being the one who decides. The same impulse that drives the self-harm threats, the same impulse that drives the serial killer networking, the same impulse that drove him to plead guilty without ever explaining why he did what he did. Prison staff is taking his self-harm threats seriously, unfortunately. They have to. They've increased monitoring on his cell. They've removed anything he could use to hurt himself, shoelaces, pencils, pens. But according to McDonough, they're also skeptical. Five complaints in 4 months will do that. The banana grievance will do that. The pattern of escalation from complaints to demands to threats will do that. McDonough's assessment, unfortunately, now that the other prisoners are irritating Koberger, he's been transferring that irritation to the staff, and they're having issues with him in the prison. He's not in crisis. He's in a situation he can't control. And for a man who sees himself as superior, who spent years studying killers and apparently believed he'd be welcome into their ranks, that might be the worst punishment of all. The inmates won't respect him, the staff won't move him, and as far as we know, the serial killers haven't written back. Here's what we're left with. Brian Koberger is threatening to harm himself while actively trying to build relationships with men he apparently admires. Men who killed far more people than he did. He's fighting restitution for urns while sitting on tens of thousands in donated funds. He's complaining about bananas while four families grieve children who will never eat another meal. The contradiction isn't actually a contradiction, it's a portrait. This is a man who expected to matter, who expected notoriety, respect, maybe even admiration in certain circles, who studied the psychology of killers. The psychology of killers, and believed, apparently, that he understood something the rest of us didn't. What he's discovering is that understanding something academically and surviving it practically are two very different things. The inmates don't care about his PhD. The prison staff doesn't care about his complaints, and threatening to hurt himself doesn't change the fundamental reality. He's going to spend every remaining day of his life in a cell surrounded by men who despise him, with nothing to leverage except vague threats and handwritten grievances. Kaylee Gonzalez didn't get to file the complaint when she heard footsteps in her house at 4 a.m. Madison Mogan didn't get to negotiate for a better outcome. Zanna Kernodle didn't get to threaten her way to safety, and Ethan Chapin didn't get to demand a transfer. They got a knife. And a man who thought he was smarter than everyone else. Brian Koberger is still that man, still convinced he's special, still believing he deserves better than what he's getting. He's wrong. And somewhere in J Block, surrounded by men who want to hurt him, serving 4 consecutive life sentences with no possibility of parole, he's slowly starting to realize that no one is coming to save him. Not the prison staff, not the serial killers he admires, no one. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. That is where you will find us. We'd love to hear your thoughts there. And like I said earlier, if you got a moment and you're on Apple Podcasts, please check out Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski there. Hit subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's how most people listen to podcasts, through Apple Podcasts, so that's why I ask for it there. Those reviews help us in the rankings and help people find out that we exist. So I really do appreciate if you got 3 seconds to do that. Thank you so much in advance. Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, hot sauce.
Eating this hot sauce is a fever dream. It's like acid turning my saliva into lava. I chug almond milk to cut down the heat and assume it's over. But at 1 a.m., the sauce strikes again. It woke me from a deep slumber and sent me to the toilet. I took a runner's pose in the bathroom. I thanked my landlords for the tile floor. The pain rustled my gut like an M16 bullet, spiraling about until finally, I woke up 30 minutes later. Then, praying for the end, settled in calm. But no, it rips the sheets off your bed, hurls you around in a fury once more, double flushes the toilet, punches a hole in the wall, then leaves.
5 stars, Aaron B. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a hot sauce to literally burn your thoughtfulness into the memories of your friends? Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, hot sauce.
Eating this hot sauce is a fever dream. It's like acid turning my saliva into lava. I chug almond milk to cut down the heat and assume it's over. But at 1 a.m., the sauce strikes again. It woke me from a deep slumber and sent me to the toilet. I took a runner's pose in the bathroom. I thanked my landlords for the tile floor. The pain rustled my gut like an M16 bullet, spiraling about until finally, I woke up 30 minutes later. Then, praying for the end, settled in calm. But no, it rips the sheets off your bed, hurls you around in a fury once more, double flushes the toilet, punches a hole in the wall, then leaves. 5 stars, Aaron B. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5 Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a hot sauce to literally burn your thoughtfulness into the memories of your friends? Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5 Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! Scrambled, omeletted, and fried. They love to eat eggs, and this was their primary tool for cooking them. Now come, let us teleport to the Intergalactic Museum and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5 Star Theater. A spatula of such enduring majesty. Truly the perfect gift for my co-hosts. May they wield it nobly in the breakfast wars to come. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5 Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, hot sauce. Eating this hot sauce is a fever dream. It's like acid turning my saliva into lava. I chug almond milk to cut down the heat and assume it's over. But at 1 a.m., the sauce strikes again. It woke me from a deep slumber and sent me to the toilet. I took a runner's pose in the bathroom. I thanked my landlords for the tile floor. The pain rustled my gut like an M16 bullet, spiraling about until finally, I woke up 30 minutes later. Then, praying for the end, settled in calm. But no, it rips the sheets off your bed, hurls you around in a fury once more, double flushes the toilet, punches a hole in the wall, then leaves. 5 stars, Aaron B. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5 Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a hot sauce to literally burn your thoughtfulness into the memories of your friends? Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! Scrambled, omeletted, and fried. They love to eat eggs, and this was their primary tool for cooking them. Now come, let us teleport to the Intergalactic Museum and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater, a spatula of such enduring majesty. Truly the perfect gift for my co-hosts. May they wield it nobly in the breakfast wars to come. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, hot sauce. Eating this hot sauce is a fever dream. It's like acid turning my saliva into lava. I chug almond milk to cut down the heat and assume it's over. But at 1 a.m., the sauce strikes again. It woke me from a deep slumber and sent me to the toilet. I took a runner's pose in the bathroom. I thanked my landlords for the tile floor. The pain rustled my gut like an M16 bullet, spiraling about until finally, I woke up 30 minutes later. Then, praying for the end, settled in calm. But no, it rips the sheets off your bed, hurls you around in a fury once more, double flushes the toilet, punches a hole in the wall, then leaves. 5 stars, Aaron B. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a hot sauce to literally burn your thoughtfulness into the memories of your friends? Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.